Rabbi Sassim Lamed Beis. We want to discuss a little bit. We did discuss a little bit. We're going to delve into greater details about the Seif. Yes, Seif Ches. Okay, let's just see that again, and we're going to move on with speed. So we discussed that yesterday. And that's really where we're going now. That the processing needs to be lishmoy. It needs to be done for the purpose of sefer Torah, tefillin, umezuzas. It's got to be done with the purpose of a mitzvah, just as we find by talis, by tzitzis, just like we find by other areas. It's got to be done lishmo. Now, furthermore, pardon?
Just the ibud.
The ibud, the processing. The, you're right in pointing this out, because Mishavur does discuss at what point exactly does the processing start. So he said, first, apparently, it sounds like when Mishavur, when you put the first in water, you put the hide in water, that, he claims, not really part of the processing, only at the later stage, you've got to be doing lishmo. That's it. That's Shulchan Aruch. Now it says Tov Lehoitzi Bisfosov, but Tchilas Ibud. Spot on. So you got to start by saying Tov Lehoitzi Bisfosov. The mind itself is not good enough. Tov Lehoitzi Bisfosov. You got to verbalize it. But Tchilas Ibud, at the beginning of the processing of the tanning, at the beginning of that processing, you say Shehu Me'abdo L'Shem Tfilin, that I'm doing this. I'm processing this hide for the sake of tefillin. I'm not making a couch out of this. I'm not making shoes out of this. I'm making tefillin. I'm making parshas out of this. Oy, alternatively, l'shem sefer Torah. I'm making a sefer Torah cloth out of this. Aval imibdo l'shem mezuzah, possible. However, if you had in mind to merely do mezuzahs out of this, it's possible. And we discussed yesterday that the kedusha of a sefer Torah is higher than the kedusha of tefillin, and those are more kedusha than the mezuzah. Therefore, it's got like levels. And if your mind was only to do mezuzahs out of this, it hasn't got the full kedusha, and therefore it's not good enough. It hasn't got enough kedusha to make tefillin or sefer Torah out of this. Yeah, now the Mishnah Berurah does discuss, so it must be quite a challenge. The halacha discusses over here. See, at the stage of processing, it seems to be a bit of an issue. I don't know what's like nowadays, but imagine you're making this cloth. Do they actually now need to decide? Do they need to decide now? This is going to be this part of here is going to be a mezuzah. It's going to be tefillin, it's going to be part of a sefer Torah. It's like in the very early stages. Surely, you know, you're on the sofa to decide and choose and browse, and it's very early to decide at that point which cloth goes to what. It's a very early stage. And yet, yet. Yeah. We find that you've got to have the right lishma at the early stage. So how does that work? You can't just have a low lishma, because if you have a low lishma that you want to do mezuzah out of this, you won't be able to make tefillin or sefer Torah out of this. So how do you deal with this? So the Bialocha says you should make a tznai. You should make a tznai that you hope that it's going to be made out of sefer Torah, but if not, you could still change back and reduce the kedusha. So it seems like the best way forward is to make a conditional lishma, and depending kind of what actually ultimately is going to be made out of this. Okay, that's what the Bialoch suggests. Seif test, im ivdo ein Yehudi. What happens if the processing was done by a Gentile? Ein Yehudi. So, la Rambam posul. According to the Rambam, it's whatever happens, this cloth is posul. You cannot use this. Use it for shoes, use it for a couch, for a handbag. La Rambam posul. Afilu even, Omalo Yisrael, le'abed lishmoy. Even if there is a yid there on the side, and he says, hey, do it for the purpose of a commandment and everything, and he's doing it, it doesn't help. If the actual action, the activity, the processing was done through a goy, it will remain posul, and a yid, which is Omed al Gavov, cannot add the lishmo onto that action. La Rosh, however, according to the Rosh, it's good enough. If the goy actually does the action, the hard work, must be physically hard work, must be, so the goy does it, And he's doing the schwitzing, and the Yid stands in the back and he says, this is Don Lishma. He's shuckling, he says, this is Don Lishma, this is Don Lishma. And he's doing that kind of spiritual addition to Lishma. That works as long as, look at the last word, interesting word over here. He says, La Rosh Koshi Misrael Oymed Al Gabov. What's the last word? Visiyot. So what does that mean? He must help him. So he can't just sit on that leather couch having the lishma. He must actually doing some physical activity. Not really. Why are you saying? Because in Yai Nesach, you also need to have some involvement. Yeah, but it doesn't go with, it's not in line with the halachas of Omid al Gabov. That's a lishma thing. Okay, it's something to think about. But Pashtus, it's not comparable. Interesting. There's the discussion of Yid Mishtabua. What happens if he only wakes up at the end? The Yid wakes up at the end. Okay, so the Yid, the guy has done all the hard work. He's now, it's the calf is getting ready. And now the Yid comes, Lishma, Lishma, Lishma. And now only very end now, he's doing some physical activity. Yes, so will that work or not? You think they can't do the Lishma affair? It's too late, he's missed the boat. Is this the word? Mishtabu, interestingly, says, in Sivkot Mechavtes, Mishtabu says, Afilu im lo yisiyo yirak besoif ha'ibud, even if the Yid does the action and the help and the physical involvement besoif ha'ibud at the end of the processing, yet it works. Ve'afilu gamzeh asiyo, even if this physical help, and furthermore, he was at the very end, and he did it with the cooperation of the goy, nevertheless, kosher. It's good enough. So you can have at the tail end of the processing, a Yid shows up, and he says, I'm going to do here something, and he says, okay, let's do this together, and they do it together. The calf is kosher. No, it's not. It's takanot, but it's good enough. Okay, the Rama adds that this actually is the minik. The Rama says that is the minik, that we rely on the opinion of the Rosh that a goy can do the ibud. The goy can do the ibud, and the Yid does some interaction. That is good enough. Yeah, good question. I should have pointed this out. So, do you need to have the Shema the whole time or not? The answer is no, you don't. And I should have, thank you for reminding me. I actually wanted to point this out and I forgot. The Mishnah of Kotten Chofet discusses the following Shaila. Rabbi said, that's really interesting. And I think it's a Chiddush. I don't have a full understanding in the Lomdas of this. What would happen? You know, the Ibud takes quite a few days. It's a process that takes a number of days. I do not know how long it takes, but imagine you've got this cow hide, which is thick and proper, and it needs to go through softening process, cleaning process. It needs to be, there's a lot of thinning process, smoothening process. It's quite a big deal. It takes days or perhaps even weeks. Now, and I know that, so now the question is as follows. What happens if you do the starting, and in the start you have the Lishma. I'm doing this for a klaf, for Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, I'm doing it for Tzitzit, and you have Lishma. But then obviously you're going to leave this, you're not going to stay in the workshop for 10 days straight. You're obviously not. You're going to sleep, you're going to eat, you're going to learn, you're going to daven, you're going to do other things. And that, you're not going to be in the workshop for, 10 days straight. And you return on a subsequent day, and you carry on with the processing of the hide. But at that point, you have no particular intention. You're listening to the news in Ukraine. I don't know what's happening, but you're listening to a shir. Noch besser. Yeah, much better. You're listening to a shir. So now the question is, on the third day again. So the question that we are posing is as follows. The fact that you had Lishma at the very beginning of the process, is that sufficient or no? Will you, now that this individual had no Lishma, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 10, he only had the beginning, is that sufficient, yes or no? Good enough? Good enough. Oh! Wow! Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkot and Chav Hei. Betchilas. Says the Mishnah, sorry, going back a few Mishnah Berurahs. I'm sorry about that. That's Nios Chos. I forgot this Mishnah Berurah. It's a really important Mishnah Berurah. Tzivkot and Chav Hei. Betchilas. V'yoysa, at the beginning, he's medayik the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Betchilas. Betchilas. Ha'ibut. Watch out the words in Tzivches. Betchilas ha'ibut. So Mishnah Berurah is medayik. You do not require any lishma past the beginning stage. Elo, only. Betchilosa bilvad. Only at the beginning. It's good enough. Ve'afidu nimshach ha'ibut, even if it continues, kama yomim, several days. The kolo oise, whoever does the processing, Aldas Rishonu Oisa, he always builds from the beginning. In other words, what's the word? That it, once you start off, it goes with that. It can't.
Trigger.
Not trigger. I wouldn't use trigger. It's the you've put it on the default lishma. So you only have lishma at the beginning. So even if you have no pure intentions later on, day two, day four, day six, but that's how you set it up. That's how you started off. So it's kind of going on that motorway. It remains with a lishma, even if subsequently you don't have any more lishma anymore. Because that's, it's al das rishon. It all builds from your first action.
It's the same when a
shoyim
goes into the, and he lights the oven.
Yes. Yeah, I suppose that's comparable. Yeah.
Cooking, yeah.
Yeah. Why is that so?
Later on, because he said that even if he only has
you give involvement at the very end. So this what you're referring to is actually if there's a goy doing it, not a yid. So what you learned in Sif Tess is that if a goy does it and the yid just joins in doing melachat yen, that's good enough b'di'evet. So what's the stira? When we're learning that, this is, it's a different question. In Sif Tess we're learning that the yid who has only lishma at the beginning, that serves for the whole. If he does day 2, day 6, day 10 without lishma, that works. Full stop. Sif Tes teaches us what happens if the yid doesn't actually do it. It's the goy who does it. And on day 10, the goy is nearly done, and the yid comes and he does some work. So we're learning that, but that is good enough. The truth is, so does that make sense?
Still at the end.
So I probably have to be more precise. And what the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tes is referring to, that the Yid was there the whole time and he had lishma. But the Rama said, the Rosh says, that the Yid must do an action. And that action can be done at the end as well. But he was there, present, and there was a lishma earlier as well. That's what the Rama really referring to. Yeah, do you hear? Okay, good. Now, see if you'd discuss the following shailam. Now, it seems to be that there was that goyim were very very involved. They used to do a lot of work. I understand today there is no goy. That's what I understand. I believe the case nowadays is that goyim, you won't see any goy. It's all done by Eden, and if you go to a batimach, which is a fascinating experience. I think I went twice to a batimacher. It's brilliant. Nir Nishiva Smir is one of the very famous batimachers. It's really, really, really interesting how they build the batim. And I don't believe that they make klaf there as well. And I don't believe there's anywhere goyim anywhere near there. I don't think they let a goy anywhere near there. But it seems to be that historically there was. And so now the question was, how can you differentiate and distinguish between the hide which was made by the goy with the hide that was made by the yid? We just said you need lishma. So imagine you've got a whole pile of hides that was done by goyim without lishma, and there's a few of them was done by yid lishma. So how are you going to know which one is which? So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud, they used to make a siman. Okay, that's the one that was done lishma, the yid did it, and he made a siman in it. He made a siman in it. Sif Yud. They had this klaf, and they used to make on the klaf, they made ke'enos, they made some type of shape in it. They scraped, they scratched, they penetrated in the hide, in the klaf rather, they made a simon, a dalet, a zayin, a mem, a letter, which that used to be a simon, that's the one that was donishma. That was donishma. So don't confuse it with the other ones that are here for shoes. Although it's pretty easy for a goy to change that and to copy that, a goy can also make a zayin. Nevertheless, and choshim, we're not concerned that the goy cheated. We're not concerned that the goy did ziyuf. We're not concerned. Because we're not concerned that the goy is going to cheat. He's going to say, oh, you know what? It's not worth risking my job. Mirtas, he's scared. We're not concerned the goy is going to start making, you know, we're not concerned the goy is kind of making a heksha, you know, a heksha stamp on it without permission. We're not concerned. He could do it. It's not so hard to make a letter. Do you know, it reminds me, I just want to, I have a painting of my great-grandfather, was Rav, in Hungary. And we had a problem because we wanted, there was an original painting, and we made a copy of that. This is going back a number of years ago. So we asked a Goyish painter to make a copy of the original painting. So that is a painting of my great-grandfather, and it was a fight between me and my brother, whatever. My brother's always Mavata, but I said, no, we got... So we made a copy of the painting. Problem was that on the painting, there was writing. Tzuras Rav Agon, this is the Rav Agon, and his name was Moshe Ayrot, and it was Av Bez Din in Papa, whatever. So there was writing in Lashon HaKodesh, it was letters in Aleph Beis. And when I gave it to the painter, I said, you know, copy this painting, there's over here, and the Hebrew Aleph Beis, you know, just leave that out, you know, we're gonna, you know, it doesn't matter, just do the painting of the rabbi and the Goyish painters, going back 20 years ago or more, he said, don't worry about it, I'll see if I can... what I'll do about it. Okay, I said, all right, okay, good. Let's see what happens. And then he came back a few weeks later, he'd done it, and he had copied the Aleph Beis better than I think most Sofim would do. He did it from left to right, but you could see when the writing over there is absolutely perfect. It's absolutely perfect. You know, Goy can also copy Aleph Beis. It's no big deal. It's not big to us. It sounds, you know, but if it's a meaningless test, less text and words, but the copying of the Aleph Beis is no rocket science for anybody who knows a bit of calligraphy and painting. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch said, of course there's reason to be concerned. There's concern that a goy is going to do it, but we're not. Well, of course he could do it, but he's not going to do it because he's scared he's going to lose his job. Rabbi said, to discuss what we learned this evening, we spoke about the importance of doing lishma. So any klaf needs to be processed lishma. We said a goy is no good. However, if the yid is standing, breathing down his neck, and he does lishma on his behalf, that's okay. As long as the yid does some, the yid has got to do some siyu, some help. Yeah, that's the halach that's a paskin. Then we spoke also about the fact that if a yid starts off lishma, that drives the whole thing. Yeah, and finally we spoke about if a goy makes a simon. When Yid makes a simon in the klaf to show that it's lishmoy, that it's kosher, we rely on that, and we don't assume that perhaps a goy copied it. We're not concerned about it, because although a goy can do it in theory, but he's going to lose his job. Whereas he's not going to do it. Okay, Rabbi said that. These are the lochas for this evening. We'll continue to say, if Yud, Aleph, tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, Yisbach Shmoy. Good evening.